that, I said. Too late. Lula was out from behind the wheel of her Firebird, running across the road, waving her gun and yelling, "Bond enforcement!" Virgil went deer in the headlights for a moment, and in the next moment he bolted for the corner with Lula in pursuit. Even in the dark of night, I could see that Lula was running flat out in her spike-heeled Villaspigas. "Stop or I'll shoot you dead," Lula yelled to Virgil. I was running behind Lula, trying to close in on her. "Don't you dare shoot him," I shouted at her. "No shooting." Virgil crossed the street and ran back toward the garage. He reached Lula's red Firebird, wrenched the door open, jumped in, and took off.
"He got my Firebird," Lula shrieked. "He got my baby, and my purse is in there, too. I personally bedazzled that purse. It was one of a kind, and it got all my makeup in there."
"Guess you left the key in the ignition," I said, gasping for air, coming alongside Lula.
"And you told me not to shoot him," Lula said. "This is all your fault. If I put some holes in him, this would never have happened."
"I'll call it into the police," I said.
"I'm not waiting for no police," Lula said. "I'm going after that punk ass."
"You won't catch him on foot."
"I'm not going on foot. I'm taking his truck."
"Do you know how to drive a truck?"
"Sure I know how to drive a truck," Lula said. "What's to know?"
She got a foot onto the first step to the cab.